More than 8.5 million people, including 1.8 million refugees, have been forced to flee their homes since war erupted on April 15, 2023, making this one of the largest displacement and humanitarian crises in the world. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and paramilitary rapid support forces has shattered people's lives. It says attacks on civilians are escalating. Human rights violations are widespread and rampant, and the economy has collapsed. UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrato says thousands of desperate Sudanese, mainly women and children, are fleeing across borders every day as if the emergency had started yesterday and not a year ago.
Chad has experienced the largest refugee arrivals in its history, while teams from UNHCR and partners continue to work and relocate refugees to expanded and new settlements. Over 150,000 remain in border areas in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions, mainly and largely due to funding shortfalls.
UNHCR reports more than 1,800 people are arriving in South Sudan every day, increasing pressure on overstretched infrastructure and worsening the vast humanitarian needs. It says nearly 640,000 people, many of them South Sudanese returnees, have arrived in the country to date. Serrato says other neighboring countries of asylum, including the Central African Republic, Egypt, and Ethiopia, also are experiencing large daily inflows of Sudanese refugees.
Those crossing borders, mostly women and children, are arriving in remote areas with little to nothing and in desperate need of food, water, shelter, and medical care. Many families have been separated and arrive in distress. People and children have witnessed or experienced appalling violence and making psychosocial support a priority.
As the conflict continues, Serrato says more people will be forced to flee Sudan to neighboring countries. She warns many are likely to risk their lives by embarking on long, dangerous journeys seeking safety in countries further afield. UNHCR statistics show more Sudanese refugees are going to Europe, with 6,000 arriving in Italy from Tunisia and Libya since the beginning of 2023, an almost six-fold increase from the previous year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Chad has experienced the largest refugee arrivals in its history, while teams from UNHCR and partners continue to work and relocate refugees to expanded and new settlements. Over 150,000 remain in border areas in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions, mainly and largely due to funding shortfalls. Those crossing borders, mostly women and children, are arriving in remote areas with little to nothing and in desperate need of food, water, shelter, and medical care. Many families have been separated and arrive in distress. People and children have witnessed or experienced appalling violence and making psychosocial support a priority.